This is HPR episode 2519 entitled, The Remora Builds a Character in Edge of the Empire, and is part of the series, Tabletop Gaming. It is hosted by first-time host The Remora, and is about 22 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I sit down and build a character for Edge of the Empire using Ogdude's character generator.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. I'm the Remora, and taking some inspiration from Klaatu, I'm going to go through and build a character for the Fantasy Flight Star Wars Edge of the Empire game. I also wanted to do this because I've got a couple of shows that I'm also planning on uploading that are my Star Wars role-playing group, where we play Fantasy Flight's Force and Destiny, which is the same game. It's just that particular book is keyed around Jedi in Edge of the Empire. The system started with smugglers and bounty hunters and all of those. So today I'm going to sit down and I'm going to build a bounty hunter by the name of Kombar Connell. He is 27. He's about 1.8 meters with average build, dark hair, and green eyes. So for his beginnings, let's say he comes from some of the lower levels of Coruscant, so he's going to be comfortable with tech, but he's not quite, you know, poor and hungry. He's middle levels, not the worst, but not the best. Not, we see the upper levels in episode 1, 2, and 3. He's, because of the time period we're placing this character in, he's going to have no attitude towards the Force because he's grown up hearing everything from the Empire. This is going to be taking place before episode 4. Well, this character, I mean. His reason for adventure, let's go with Opportunity Knox. He was given the opportunity to become a bounty hunter. Giant typing. So he decided to take the opportunity. For his obligation, let's say he has a betrayal. I'm going to say the betrayal he's got is going to be his bounty hunter trainer has betrayed him and essentially abandoned him. So he, while he is trained as a bounty hunter, is not going to have a bounty hunter's license. He's a human, so I'm thinking for his skills, his career skills, he gets 2 additional career skills for being human. He's going to get 1 additional career skill is going to be his cool, because that's always a very important stat to have. And looking through, he's going to have some knowledge about the underworld, both from his training and as a bounty hunter and his time spent on the middle levels, of course. For his career skills, give him some ranks. He's going to need some ranks in athletics, perception, streetwise, and vigilance. Always vigilant. You can get a rank in vigilance. It's your primary initiative skill, so it's always good to have an extra rank in that. So he's going to be a specialized as a bounty hunter as an assassin. So he's going to get a rank in ranged heavy, which is your blasters, or blaster rifle specifically, and a rank in skullduggery. And now we're going to move on to his characteristics. So as a human, he starts off with 2 and everything. That's average. If you hear somebody talking about average difficulty in this, that is 2 purple die. So having 2 ranks will always mean that you're rolling at least 2 green die. And I'll explain the dice here in a minute once I finish building his character. So as a human, he starts with 110 XP. I'm going to spend some XP. Now I'm going to bring up his brawn, bring up his agility. And he's going to take 10 extra obligation to add 10 XP. So he has 60 unused XP right now. I'm going to leave his other stats where they are and just buy some stuff out of his character tree. And I will be including his character sheet for people to view in the show notes, or at least a link to it. So we're going to buy a rank in grit and a rank in lethal blows. So a rank in dodge, 45, rank of precise aim, jump up. Quick draw is always really good to grab. Quick strike. And so we've got the first 2 entire rows of his skill tree. We could have purchased more, but for now, in simplicity, we're going to stay in the assassin. His motivation. Because he was ambitious, he wanted to become a bounty hunter. That was his ambition. And he did it because he wanted the status. Skills, we can't buy up any of our skills because we spent all our experience on talent. Now we've got 500 credits with which to buy out his starting equipment. So We're going to give him a Starigo blaster, because what self-respecting bounty hunter is not going to have at least one blaster pistol. Blaster pistols key off of ranged light, which he only has his agility in, which is 3. So he has no ranks, but he still has a good chance of hitting somebody. I'm going to give him a model Q4 quickfire blaster. It's fairly cheap. It's 250 credits, but that's going to take up a good bit of his starting credit. Purchase that. For his armor, not going to have... We only have 250 credits to work with, so... give him some heavy clothing, which will add 1 to his soak. It's not great, but it's better than nothing. Gear. I think he's going to have a... He's just going to have a handheld holocom, or comlink. We've got 200 XP still to... not XP credits, still to spend. Buy a data pad. Always need a data pad. I'm going to purchase some stim pack. 5 credits a piece. We've got 125, so we'll go ahead and buy 5. All right. And as a starting character, he's got, you know, he's pretty decent, well off. He's got a pretty decent blaster. It's got, you know, base damage of 5. It's on the short range, but now that we've spent all this, we're going to turn him into a Night Devil character, which means we're going to give him 9,000 credits because he is not a Jedi, not getting a lightsaber. And another 150 XP to spend. So he's got, let's go buy up some of our skill. Range light, we're going to spend, put 2 points into range light, spend 25 XP, because range light is not a career skill. Buy another 2 ranks in ranged heavy. That gives him 3 yellow dice for his ranged heavy, which is really, really good. We want to buy up his vigilance. Buy another rank in vigilance, give him 2 yellow dice for that. And I think in some streetwise to help him hunt down his target. Now, it's always a good idea if you've got somebody who's going to need to be getting into computers to buy another rank in computers, and we still have 70 XP buy. So let's go in and pick up another career skill. Let's pick up the Gadgeteer career skill, or specialization. My apologies. So, buy him a rank of Toughened, which will give him 2 more wounds. Let him buy the defensive rank stance talent, which will let him take a defensive stance, and make him intimidating. So he will now be able to voluntarily suffer strain to downgrade difficulty of coercion checks. Awesome. Give him jury rigged, which will let him improve a weapon, a spare clip. So the GM will not be able to spend a despair roll to force him to run out of ammunition. And for our last 15 XP, we're going to buy Armor Master, which will increase his soak value by 1 while he's wearing armor. That is awesome. So now, let's go back and spend some of this 9,000 credits he's earned over his time as a bounty hunter. We'll be picking up a blaster rifle. And the blaster pistol we have shoots short range. So let's pick up something that can shoot at long range. Pick up a pretty basic standard blaster rifle, like what your stormtroopers would carry. We'll spend 900 credit that. And we're going to upgrade his heavy clothing now. Let's see what we can. Let's go all out and just buy him a set of laminate armor. This is the type of armor that stormtroopers are wearing. And now we've still... Let's buy some. So he doesn't have any kind of close combat weapon right now. So let's do that. Let's buy some shot gloves. Because who doesn't love to walk up to somebody and just knock them? All right. Now he's still got 5,000 credits. What fun stuff. So as a new character, he gets access to a starting vehicle. So we're going to give him a Wayfarer medium transit. The other options are the Fire Spray, which everybody knows is Slave 1, and the YT-1300, or the Millennium Falcon. And we'll name this second-hand ship that he's picked up the Opal Star. Save him out. All right. That is about everything as far as character creation goes, and let me explain some of the basics on how this system works. In the episode Clafu did on Pathfinder /D&D, he talked about using a 20-sided die, which is not what Star Wars by Fantasy Flight uses. This is also a similar system to what the new Genesis game uses. It's essentially the Star Wars rules that have been modified, well, had all the Star Wars taken out. And it can be used for just about anything. So Kambar here has several skills, several ranks and many skills, such as astrogation, athletics. There's a lot of very nice skills that he has access to. And you can use just about any skill for just about any, depending. So the way skills work in this, as far as building your dice pool, is your GM's going to set your difficulty. If it's, say, it's an average difficulty, that means it's going to be opposed by 2 purple die. Let's say this is a computer's check. Average computers, he's just trying to get in to access the computer for names of passengers who have come through recently. It's going to be an average check, so 2 purple die, and then his computer skills. Computers is based on his intellect, which is a 2. He has 1 rank in computer, so he's going to take 1 of those green dice and upgrade it to a yellow dice. And I actually have the dice in my hand. I'm going to roll this check and see how it turns out. So he has not succeeded but he has one advantage. The end result of the pool was two advantage and one threat symbol, and one of the advantage is going to be canceled out by one of the threats. So he doesn't find the information that he wanted, but he is able to get into the system at some point later, and it'll be easier for him. And I mean, this works all the way through. So let's say I had bought one more rank in ranged heavy as I was building him. So he would have four ranks. Well, ranged heavy is keyed off of the agility stat. And he has three ranks in agility and three ranks right now in ranged heavy, which means all of his green die are yellow die. If he had bought that fourth rank of ranged heavy, he would have three yellow dice and one green dice, because you take the larger number, be it the rank or the characteristic, and you upgrade a number of dice by the smaller number. There are, I really should have explained this sooner, in the Star Wars system, there are seven types of die. With Genesis, you remove one type of those die. You don't use the Force die in it. You have your ability die, which are the green dice, your proficiency die, which are the yellow dice, difficulty die, which are the purple die, challenge die, which are the red dice, and then you've got boost die, which are light blue, and setback die, which are black die. You also have a white dice, which is the Force die. Now, your proficiency and challenge dice are 12-sided dice. They both each have one special symbol on each of them, that being triumph on the proficiency die and despair on the challenge die. And these, the closest analog would be like rolling a critical success or a critical fail, but it allows the player to introduce something that they would like in the world. Your ability and difficulty die are 8-sided dice, and your boost and setback die are 6-sided dice. The force die is a 12-sided die, and it has a set of black and white pips on each of the faces. There are three faces with two light side pips, and one face with two dark side pips, and then more single dark side pips than single light side pips. And that is how you fuel your force powers if you have this. One other thing that is different about this system as opposed to D&D, I know that there are some other systems that have similar concepts in them, is the Destiny Pool. At the beginning of the game, every player, but not the GM, rolls a force die, and whatever face comes up is the number of light side or dark side Destiny points that are added to the pool. In the last game I played, it started off with four dark side points, which as the GM was kind of not fun for me. It's always nice, but it means the characters, the players are all locked down and can't use them to add stuff to the world that they would like to add. The only other dice that are needed are a set of percentile dice, because there is a critical table that has to be rolled on sometime. All right, this was a character creation and a brief explanation of how the Age of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, Force and Destiny, and Genesis system character creation works, though this doesn't really apply to Genesis. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.